Beginning of Parshas Matzos, we have the Parsha of Hafaras Nedarim, the ability of a father to annul the vows of his underage daughter or a husband of his wife under certain circumstances. And the parallel to Hafaras Nedarim is Hataras Nedarim, which is a little bit less explicit in the Psukim as far as the mechanism, but we'll talk a little bit about where that comes from. The Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tav Vav, in our Sedra, Mitzvah Din Hafaras Nedarim, and we find that sometimes Hafar and Hatar are used interchangeably in different Gemaras. Nistavina b'mitzvah Hafaras Nedarim, glomer shenidam b'misha nader kasher tzitzava Hatorah, k'mosha b'mavur b'parsha. There is a parsha, a mitzvah of Hafaras Nedarim. Then the Sefer Chinuch writes, "Ol mikolzeh l'da'ato l'dome." He understands within the Rambam, "Ki v'hitir achacham amuncha es haneder b'mitzvah haTorah shloshet yotos." We'll see in a few moments. The mechanism for Hataras Nedarim is either through a yachid mumcha, a single expert, or through three regular people functioning as a bezdin for Hataras Nedarim. So if either the Yachid Mumcha or the Bezdin of three Hadyotos does what's expected of them properly, as Kim was saying, then they fulfill the Mitzvah Saseh of Hafara slash Hataras Nedarim. But if they didn't do it the right way, if you don't have three members of a Bezdin, you only have two, or it's one person who isn't a Mumcha, even if they went through the motions of Hataras Nedarim, but it's not chal, it's not effective. And yeshalem onish bitul esezeh. So in essence, they have been bevatel this essay of Hafara slash Hataras Nedarim. So this is one of the mitzvahs where there's no mitzvah, as Rabbi Bleich is fond of quoting from Mendel Zaks from the Chavetz Chaim, that Taryag mitzvahs means Taryag inyanim. The Torah says, if you're in this situation, this is what you need to do. It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to be matur neder, a mitzvah to be made for neder, but where it's warranted to do a taras nedarim or a faras nedarim, then this is a way to do so. Just like there's a mitzvah gerushin, it doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to give your wife a get. It means that if you're in a situation where there needs to be a divorce, or the way to divorce by, according to the Torah's instruction, is through the issuance of a get. So that's what it means to have a mitzvah of hataras nedarim, hafaras nedarim. When there is a hatara hafara called for, this is the way to do it. We know the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Ramei at the beginning of nedarim and elsewhere. The pasuk says in Koheles, Tova shilosi dormi shetidor velos shalem, that it's better not to take any neder than to take a neder and not fulfill it. But machlokas tanaim, okay, but is it better to take a neder and fulfill it, or not take any neder even if you will fulfill it? That's the machlokas tanaim. But there are definitely circumstances where everyone would agree that it's not a good idea to take a neder. And there are circumstances where Hataras Nedarim is warranted. So the Gemara tells us both in the Darim and Daf Ayin Zayin Ayin Ches and Bava Basa Daf Kuf Kuf that, as we just saw in the reference to the Sefer Chinuch, that there are two modes of Hataras Nedarim, either through a Yachin Mumcha or through a Bezdin of three. Where does this come from? So the Gemara in both places has a hekesh, Gzeir Shava, hekesh to the psukim by Shkutei Chutz. Namar Kan Zed Davar, v'namar Lahalan Bazed Davar, Ma'al Lahalan Aranubana v'chal Yisrael, Afkan Aranubana v'chal Yisrael. So just as the psukim by Shkutei Chutz indicate that anyone who engages in shechting a korban outside of the Azara, outside the Beis HaMikdash, is in violation of the Isser of Shkutei Chutz, so too Aaron Ban of Kol Yisrael are in the Parsha of Hataras Nedarim. Uma Kan, what's going on there? Is it Shir? Is this something new? I'm sorry? I said usually don't have it now.
This whole week.
Okay. Is that distracting you or? I'm sorry? I'm saying, could you hear me? Okay. Sorry, for the Zoomers, there's a shear in the next room that the audio is carrying over a little bit, so apologies if there's any interference. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Umakan Rashi Hamatos, Aflaholon Rashi Hamatos. So just as it says in the beginning of Parshas Matos that Hafaras HaShatar is done by the leaders of the Shvatim, so too that's true by the Parshas Shkutei Chutz as well. Amar Mar, Ma Lohal and Aaron Abban V'Chal Yisrael, Avkan Aaron Abban V'Chal Yisrael, Amai Hilchasa. So of what relevance is it to say that the Parsha includes Aaron Abban and all the Jewish people? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lomar Shafaras Nedarim V'Shlosh Hadyotos. To tell you that Hafaras Nedarim can be performed by three Hadyotos, three members of a Beis Din that don't have to be experts. V'har Rashi Amatos K'siv Bei. What do you do with Rashi Amatos? So there are two paths of Atar Sedarim, either an ad hoc bez and a three head yotos, or a yachid mumcha. Says the Rashbam there, Lomar shafar sedarim b'shlosh head yotos, iksiv lo yachel devaro, hu eino mechel aval acheire matir in lo. The drasha is, Gemara has this in Sanhedrin, lo yachel devaro, that you can't be mechalel your words when you take an eder, but there is a mechanism through which you could be mechel the words through which you could nullify or get out of the nether, and that's namely if other people do it for you. Kigon shlosh adavu bezik aminim as anhedrin, bafilu Shmuel damar hasem shnayim shadon dinay and did. And even when it comes to regular din Torah, where there's a position of Shmuel that if you have two people that serve as a bez din under certain circumstances, that could work. If it's just not a good idea, that's considered to be an arrogant bastin, but it's still a bastin that would work. Well, that's only true when it comes to a commercial dentara. When it comes to being mater neder, then three is a absolute minimum when it comes to a bastin of adyotos, at least, although there still is a mechanism of a yachid mumcha. Okay. However, there are various details of the Beis Din, the qualifications for Beis Din for Taras Nedarim, some of which seem more readily to be parallel to a regular Beis Din, and some may be more lenient than a regular Beis Din. So Gemara tells us, for example, in Nedar Ma'ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Asav Rav Yosef Lemeirin Nishalin Nedarim B'Shabbos, V'yachid mumcha in v'shlosh ediotas lo, mishum de meschazi kedina. So Rav Yosef initially thought to say that if you have a neder that is interfering with your enjoyment of Shabbos or your functioning of Shabbos, then you could do a taras nedarim on Shabbos, only with the yachid mumcha, but not with the Beis Din of three, because that looks too much like a regular din, and there's a din de rabbana, you're not allowed to engage in din on Shabbos. Amalei Abaye came into Sfir Lan, Afilu mu'umad, afilu krovim, afilu b'layla, lo mischati kedina. And Abaye says, no, you don't have to worry about doing a Taras Nedarim on Shabbos if there's a Shabbos relevance, because after all, there are already a number of irregularities when it comes to a Beis Din of Taras Nedarim compared to a regular Beis Din. A Beis Din of Taras Nedarim, the members of the Beis Din are allowed to be standing, even though in general, dayanim have to sit. A Beis Din of Taras Nedarim could convene even at night, even though a regular Beis Din is not allowed to convene at night. A Beis Din of Taras Nedarim could consist of relatives, even though a regular Beis Din for Dinei Mamonos cannot consist of relatives. So since there are already these irregularities that you see in the structure of a Beis Din for Taras Nedarim, no one's going to confuse it with a regular Beis Din for Dinei Mamonos, and therefore there's no restriction on having a Beis Din perform Taras Nedarim on Shabbos if there is a Shabbos Tzorech. And this is quoted Halacha by the Rambam, Perek Vav, Shvuas, Halacha Vav, HaKrovim K'sheirim LaHatir Nedar M'Shvuos, U'Matirim B'Layla, U'Me'umad, She'eina Hetera Zed Din. The Rambam says that Krovim are admissible for Taras Nedarim. You can do it at night, you can do it when they're standing, because the Hetera of a Taras Nedarim is not a classic Din. L'fikach Nish'alim L'Shvuos and L'Darim B'Shabbos, so if a neder is interfering with your onik Shabbos, then you're allowed to be matri such a neder even in front of a Beis Din of three on Shabbos. There is a machlokas that emerges from that sugya in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Kaf, that relates to another aspect of Beis Din, And whether the Bezdin for Taras Nedarim in that sense is like a regular Bezdin or not. And that has to do with the problem of having a Bezdin Shokel, a Bezdin with an even number of Dayanim. In general, you have to have a Bezdin with an odd number of Dayanim in order to make sure that there won't be a tie. Once you get past three, even if you're most of Dayanim, you're only most of odd numbers of Dayanim to ensure that there's no tie. So Tosos in that Gemara and Baba Basri started with and Daf Kuf Kuf on the days. The Gemara says, Hafaras Nadarm Bishlosh Ad Yotos, which we learn out from the Pasuk of Aaron Aban V'chal Yisrael. Also says, Pirish Rivam Midachsiv Rashe Shnayim Mashma V'ein Bezin Shako Losif and Olayen Od Echad. So how do we learn out from these Pesukim that you need a Bezin of three? So the Rivam says, the Pasuk says, Rashe Amatos, Rashe is plural, minimum plural is two. And you can never have a Bezin of two, because that would be a Bezin Shakol. So you have to add at least one, that gives you three. The Einira says Tosfos, that can be the source. The other Rabba, may Rashe Amatos, Dershin and Yachin Mumcha. That Pasuk, Rashe Amatos, is a source that you could even have a Yachin Mumcha. The Rashe, Hainu Rashe de Alma. It's referring to Rashe Amatos in general. So how can you learn from the same Rashi Amatos both that a Yachid Mumcha is sufficient and you need three? Elanir Lari, the below Krayadinan, that no, you don't need a Pasuk to tell you that a Faris Nadarm or a Taras Nadarm is Bishlosh HaDrudva. Here points out, as we said, that sometimes a Far and a Tar are used interchangeably, and what Tosus is talking about a Faris Nadarm, it really means a Taras Nadarm. So Elanir Lari, that how do you know a Taras Nadarm requires three? You don't even need a Pasuk. Below Krayadinan, the Hami the Beinan Yachid Mumcha, Imkain Behad Yotos, Lo Sagi Bechad. Because we know that there's an institution of a Yachid Mumcha. Yachid Mumcha means he's an expert. He's a Mumcha. That's one person. So if you're using someone less than a Mumcha, obviously you need more than one, because only a mumcha could be a yachid. So then if you're using a yotos, it has to be more than one. It can't be two, because that would be a bezin shakol. So it has to be three. So even without an additional riboy, the fact that there's an institution of yachid mumcha, and there's another model of hataras nedarim without a yachid mumcha, so it must be, you need at least three people for that, because it can't be two, because you can never have a bezin shakol. So the re assumes that it's pashut in svara, that a Bezin Shakol won't work for Hataras Nedarim. And the Rush writes that as well, and that's the parallel sugya Nedar Mayim Ches, that even Shmuel says, Shnayim Shadanu Dineyam Din, that sometimes you can have a Bezin of two, that's only by Maminus. When it comes to Isurim, a Bezin Shakol won't work. So that seems to be the position of Tosfos, that a Bezin Shakol doesn't work for Hataras Nedarim. However, there is a Chuvas Rebbe Kivager. Chuvas Rebbe Kivager, Simon Ayin Gimel, is talking about a case where there is a Bezin of three, plus there is a Katan who was turning Bar Mitzvah, and it wasn't clear whether he was a Gadol Minotaurah, whether he had Simanim already. He just turned Bar Mitzvah. So there is a potential Bezdin of four people there. You had three Gedolim plus this Katan who was added into the picture. And that, in the context of that discussion, Rebbe Kivager assumes that there's no Chisaron of Bezdin Shakol when it comes to Hataras Nedarim. That there's no problem having four people, having six people, having 10 people perform Hataras Nedarim. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Shuvas Nachal Yitzchak Choshe Mishpat Simin Gimel points out that not only the Tosa that we saw, but many Rishonim assume that way as well, that the whole source for Hataras Nedarim Bishlosha seems to be based on an understanding of Bes and Shakel. That's how Tosa presents the source for three, as do other Rishonim. There is another position we've shown him. He points out the Ramban, and that's Sugyan Bava Basra, Rashi Nedarim, or the Miyuchas of Rashi Nedarim Ayin Ches, that understands there's a different source for Hataras Nedarim B'Shlosha, and if that's the case, You don't have to come on to Beth and Shokel. They learn out from Aaron, Chad, Bonav, Trey, Hareza, Gimel. Aaron, one. Bonav, plural, two. 1 + 2 = 3. Without coming on to Beth and Shokel. But most Rishonim don't assume the way. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael Chanan raises with Rabbi Gevager, that he thinks that the Rovi Rishonim assume that Beth and Shokel is a problem for Hataras Nedarim. Rav Sturmbach discusses this in the context of Hataras Nedarim, Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, Shuvas Van Hagos, Volume 3, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. At some of the practice of doing Hataras Nedarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Bifnei Asara Dafka. So he points out, we do have such a notion of Asara in the context of being Matir and Nidoi. That if someone is placed into Nidoi, or the Gemara of someone who was placed into Nidoi in a dream, the notion of 10 people, don't find that when it comes to Hataras Nedarim. And he thinks that Hataras Nedarim runs into a problem with Bezin Shakel. So on Rav Rosh Hashanah, you have to be Makbid also. That's Hataras Nedarim. It has to be with a Bezin of an odd number. And having a Bezin of 10 would be a violation of Bezin Shakel, and therefore an inappropriate form of Hataras Nedarim. So says Rav Sturmbach, Chelek Gimel, Chuvas Van Hagos, Simen, Kuf, Samich, Aleph. Rav Jolti notes in Mishnas Yaivitz, Orachayim, Simen, Nun, Gimel, and Choshe Mishpat, Simen, Dalid, that if you look at the Rambam makes no mention of Bez and Shokel being an impediment to Hataras Nedarim. And he thinks that's consistent with the Rambam's approach to a Bez of Hataras Nedarim as not related to Din at all. That was the lesson that we saw in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, She'ena Heter Hazeh Din. That the Bez and Nedarim is not a classic Bez for Din. And therefore, just as there's no impediment to using Krovim to doing it Balila or for the Dayanim to be Omdim, so too there's no requirement or there's no impediment to having a Beis Din Shakel. He points out there's a Lashon Rambam in Perek Beis on Hedon Halacha Yud Gimel, Perek Beis Yud Gimel, which is basically, Lashon and the Chaber and Choshe Mishpat Simen Gimel Siftalid. Afa Pisha Bezin Shel Gimel Bezin Shalim Hu. That even though a Bezin of three is a complete Bezin, Kozman Chain Rabim, Hareze Mishuvach. If there are more, that's better. The more, the merrier. Umutav Sheyichate Chadin Biyud Aleph Yoser Miyud. And better to have a Bezin of 11 over a Bezin of 10. So there's a mashmos over there, he points out, that maybe the whole problem with Bez and Shokel is only if you have a Bez Din of 2. But once you have additional Dayanim, maybe even by a regular Din Torah, there's no problem of a Bez Din Shokel. The lesson there was, 11 is better than 10, but maybe 10 is better than 9. Maybe there's no problem with Bez and Shokel for the Rambam, even by regular Din Torah. But it's definitely the case when it comes to Hataras Nedarim, says Rav Jolti, that the Rambam has no mention of a Bez Din Shokel problem. He still thinks, Halacha L'maisa, Rav Jolti thinks that you should be machmir not to have a Bez and Shokel for Hataras Nedarim, but at least understand Rav Kivager, and at least within Shita Sarambam, he thinks that that is a reasonable understanding, that for the Rambam, there's no problem of Bez Din Shokel. This is relevant in Seder Aged as well. Then the Seder Aged printed in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Hilchus Gittin, it says, Yishal HaChacham Labal and the Garesh Atanosin Gezer and Soncha Belishim Onis Klum Asisa Shem Isser and Neder Shvua. So part of the Seder Aged is you ask the Baal whether he took any Neder that is obligating him to give the get such that it's impeding his Ratzon HaTov. And then the husband says, I didn't take any such neder. And if he did, you do a Taras Nedarim. And in the Seder Get of the Kavanaki, which is the classic Seder Get, It says that even if he says he didn't take any nether, you still do a taras nedarim just to be safe in case maybe he took a nether and didn't realize. So you typically, when you have a seder get, you have sofer, you have a mesader, you have two edim. So you often have an even number of dayanim sitting there for the seder get. So could be that it's appropriate just to cheshbon that if you're doing a taras nedarim seder get, that you should only have an odd number of dayanim on the bezin for a taras nedarim and not an even number. So you should not all four people should say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. You should designate who's the bezin of three to avoid any consideration of bezin shakal. But this question of whether the bezin for taras nedarim is a bezin for din or something different may be relevant to the following as well. The Gemara, as we saw, tells us that there's a mechanism of hafara taras nedarim biyachin mumcha. Does that yachin mumcha have to be a samach? Does it only work if you have a yachin mumcha, an expert who has smicha, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, or any expert, even without smicha, is sufficient? So the Rashbam, there are kufkaf and bava basra, diber masal hachanami biyachin mumcha. Rashbam writes, baki b'gemara kolama rav mufak. So he knows Gemara. He's a Rav Mufak, but there's no mention of Samuch. In the Rambam as well, Perik Vav Shvuas Alacha Hey, Yavo Anishba L'chacham HaMufak O L'gimel HaYotos. No need for Samuch per se. As opposed to the Yad Ramah, who writes, Mumcha Samuch B'Yeshiva, that you need a Yachid Mumcha U'as Micha. And that's what the Ran writes, B'Shem Ramban, in Nedarim Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ran Nedarim Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rav Jolti points out in that piece that maybe that's part of what's behind this machlokas we showed him as well. Is Ataras Nedarim a real din bezdin, or is it something less? So if it's something less, then it makes more sense that you don't require a samuch because it's not really a halacha of bezdin. And that's what we saw in the Lashonos of the Rambam. If it is more of a din, so then maybe there's more reason to require a samach. Ukidegar Paskins in Simon Reish Kaf Ches Sif Gimel, Reish Kaf Ches Sif Gimel, that even though a Karov is Kasher for Ataras Nedarim, but an Isha of a Katan are Pasul for Ataras Nedarim. Nearly is taiti the isha lo the davka krovim dein apsul begufo de ro'i ladun l'mishen akrovo. So when it comes to a karav is not a fundamental inherent soul. A karav is a relative soul. Literally, a relative of this person. A karav is a relative of this person. So that's a psul klape this person, but he's not objectively possible to be an abasin for someone else. So karav is a relative soul, not a fundamental soul, as opposed to Ishar Katan, which is a fundamental soul, and that wouldn't be admissible even for Hataras Nedarim. In the Sefer Kol Nidre, a contemporary Kitzur Sefer on Hilchas Nedarim, Yitzchak Eliyahu Shtesman, Yerushalayim, Tavshin Samaches, he quotes from a Sefer Yavin Das that he's never seen before. Yavin Das is written by Shula Kutner, the Yeshuas Yisrael, Yeshuas Yaakov, Aros on Shulchan Aruch, Simanim Aros. So he writes in his Aros on Yerodea to Simon Reish Kav Ches, David Kivager says, a Isha of a Katan is no good. What about a Pasul Machmas Aveira? So the way Reb Kivager framed it was, if it's someone that's a Pasul Be'etzem, an Isha Katan, that's no good. If it's a Karov, it's not a Pasul Be'etzem, that's okay. What about a Bal Aveira? So Shula Kunle writes, the Krovim, after the Pasul Machmas Aveira, Pasul Afaras Nedarim. Now maybe a Pasul Machmas Aveira is Pasul for Afaras Nedarim. Varayim mehadin aderes armin and ditzarech lefarid aneder, below yatirula. The kasha dilma yatiru l'absuli aveira. So he's referring to a Gemara in Gittin that talks about a situation where we can assume that under certain circumstances, you're not going to find someone to be matir neder. So maybe you could always find pasul machmas aveira to be matir neder. So he thinks maybe that's a raya that a pasul machmas aveira can't do a taras nedar. But either way, the suggestion is that a pasul machmas aveira is more of a psul be'etzem, like an isha katan, as opposed to a rov. He also quotes here from Shlomo Zalman's Shirim that they wrote up, Mincha Shlomo and the Darim, Ayin Zayin. He raised the same question. What about a gazlan? Is a gazlan kasher for Taras Nadarim? Maybe you'll say it's not a psul be'etzem because he can be chosen for tshuva. In his current state, he can't be a dayan, but he could be chosen for tshuva. So is that like a karov or not? And then he says, well, maybe that's also relevant to Prizwal, which Mr. Shem will talk about the Elotan this year. Prizwal also requires a Bezdin, but that's also not a classic Bezdin of the Din. That's a Bezdin where you could probably have the same types of Hedyotos, perhaps, as a Bezdin for the Taras Nedarim. It's not a Din Torah. So maybe there we have similar relaxed standards as we do by a Bezdin for Hatar Sadar. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Simon Reish Kav Ches, Sif Yud. Hilchas HaMatir Nadar Mephila Me'umad Afila B'layla, as we saw. Klomar, Afal Gav Hatar Sadarim Havi Ke'ein Din U'bedin Srichim Adayanim Leishe Ve'ein Danim B'layla V'krovim Tzulim Ladun V'asul Ladun B'Shabbos V'komakom B'Nadarim Mutter De'ein Zadin Mamish. That it's not a real bona fide din. And that's why some of the restrictions are relaxed. V'yeshlis topic, in isha yecholo lahatir neder. So that which Rebbe Akiva Eiger is pashtim doesn't work. Aruch HaShulchan says v'yeshlis topic. Kevin de galfina v'shkutei chutz. After all, the source for the bezdin of Gimel Yotis is shkutei chutz. When it comes to shkutei chutz, nashim are chayavas on shkutei chutz also. So if you take that hekesh far enough, maybe that should tell you that women could do a taras nedarim as well. Or maybe not. Maybe since it's also based on Rashi Amatos are only men. It can't be a man or woman to position a srara. So perhaps for that reason, exclude women, as Rebbe Akiva Eiger says. So bottom line, it's mefurash in the Gemara and La Halacha, that there are certain irregularities that we have by Bezdin of Taras Nedarim relative to regular Bezdin. Laila is kosher, Karav is kosher, the Achronim is topic about Sula Machmas Aveira, maybe Nashim as well. Whereas something like Bezdin Shokel seems to be Machlokas Rishonim as to whether even if certain irregularities are allowed, but maybe Bezdin Shokel is the source, possible source for Taras Nedarim, or as a definitional aspect of a Bezdin, then maybe that would still be in order, at least according to some Rishonim, when it comes to a Bezdin for Taras Nedar. Okay, scheduling note, next week, Mitzvah Shalom, will be the last year of the season, and then we'll take a break until after Labor Day. So, Shem.
Rabbi Zilman, can I ask some questions?
Sure.
All right, so what about, how does it work for a woman, for the husband to do the Hataras Nedarim for his wife, the single girls? Can women be a, quote, a Bezdin, according to Aruch HaShulchan, for another woman? I don't know. What do you think?
So as far as the first question, if you're in general, a husband, there's a specific sugya of a husband not be matir neder for his wife, because maybe he's going to embellish the grounds for Pesach and Charat. We haven't discussed, at least in this year, we didn't discuss the mechanism of Taras Nedarim. That's a different topic. But the mechanism of doing a Taras Nedarim through a Charata, we're worried that maybe the husband will embellish the Charata, and therefore a husband can't do a Taras Nedarim on behalf of his wife under normal circumstances. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, if he's doing it himself anyway, and he adds his wife to the Nusach, that would be okay, but to do a Taras Nedarim just for your wife, that's a special exclusion for a husband. As far as women being at a Bezdin for a Taras Nedarim for other women, I don't think that works because the whatever the Bezdin is has to be the same Bezdin that would constitute an acceptable Bezdin for anyone.
And for single girls, what do you do with your daughters?
What do you... You mean for the Erev Rosh Hashanah Taras Nedarim?
Correct. That's what I was referring to, yes.
So they probably should do it themselves. No?
But we do that with the brothers and me, right? But there's no other way for them to do it, right? They you can't do it for them. So if it's a father for a daughter.
Or maybe you couldn't. And you there is a discussion of a shliach for a taras adarim, so you could do a taras adarim by the shliach. So I guess you probably could. The exclusion is only for a wife, not for anyone else. So I guess in theory you could be a shliach to do a taras adarim for your daughter.
Very good. Good Shabbos.
Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos Shoah. Thank you.